Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence, and you, I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is, Otto Loos.
Well, hello, John.
That was a wonderful segment.
It was. And
Both those ladies are great.
If you have the good fortune of being in the hospital with somebody like Michelle as an advocate, I think you would do okay.
I agree with you 100%. Yeah. It's so important that they keep your spirits up.
Yes.
It's tough enough recovering from something.
Yeah, and you know.
Don't need your mind going.
Yeah.
You know. But now we're on the phone with Lindsay Ullman. And Lindsay is the CEO and co-founder of the Umbrella. No, Umbrella's Help at Home. Excuse me.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, that's no problem whatsoever, Lindsay. It's a pleasure. What I always like to do with every guest, you good, Otto?
Yeah.
Okay. With every guest, your co-founder, how did this come about?
Yeah.
Before you tell me about Umbrella, just how did it come about?
Yeah. So we had worked together for a number of years Sam Griffin Zhang and I.
Okay.
And worked together at a couple different companies prior to deciding to start Umbrella. And so we had been friends and coworkers, and then sort of kicked off this crazy journey together of building this organization that we hope is going to have a huge, huge impact on a bunch of people, including on Long Island.
Wow. Okay.
Are you currently very actively engaged on Long Island? You have a lot of locations or?
Yeah. So very actively engaged. So for the little bit of background for you all and for your listeners, so Umbrella is a members only service. You have to be over 65 to join. And what we do is we recruit very skilled local people who do handy tasks, home chores, home maintenance, sort of all the stuff that a homeowner has to do throughout the year. If you're a homeowner, you know, I'm sure probably both of you know, stuff comes up all the time. And so what we do is we recruit really skilled local people to help with those jobs at a very affordable rate. So that can be the leaky faucet that you're dealing with. It can be mowing the lawn. It can be snow removal, which is obviously a big deal. And it's really simple. You let us know what you need to get done, and then we send a great person who lives nearby you to do that job. So what most people find is they save a whole bunch of money during the year, but as importantly, they have sort of umbrella on their side to take care of things as they come up.
I'm sorry. Membership is, I think, $199?
Yes, exactly right. So that's how we support the organization. It's $199 to sign up for the year. And then you can use us as much or as little as you need to. So most people get things done about once a month. Some people get a whole lot more. But then we're just sort of there, whether stuff comes up that you anticipate or sometimes the things that you don't anticipate as well.
When you get something done, like, you know, let's say I call up, I need to have a ramp painted, for example, which I happen to have, that I do need to have a ramp painted. Yeah. But anyhow, how do you know ahead of time what that's going to cost? This is above the membership fee, right?
Yes. So all of the jobs that you do through Umbrella, sort of all of those handy jobs, cleaning, home maintenance, the sort of small to mid-sized stuff, is all $20 an hour. And so I know if you live on Long Island, you know to get someone to come and do something at that rate just usually doesn't happen. And the reason that we're able to do that, and these are people who are quite skilled, is because they know that they're helping someone out who's over 65, who either doesn't want to do it anymore or just can't do that job anymore. And so they are really caring, mission-oriented, and use their skills to help out their neighbors while making a little bit of extra money, but certainly not the most that they could make. So for something like that, it would just take a couple of hours and it'd just be $20 an hour.
Can I just jump in? Yeah. And then Otto can take back. Are there limits to the type of jobs they can do?
It's a great question. Yes. So where we started, when we originally started Umbrella, we started with all of the sort of 50 categories of things, of small to mid-sized stuff. So it's the stuff a handyman can do, plus, you know, some yard work and the outdoor stuff, and we do a lot of house cleaning as well. And then over time, our member said, we love this stuff. Thank you. I have so much trust in the job that you do, but sometimes bigger things happen and I want to be able to turn to you for those things too. So what we've done over time, and I should say sort of the people who do those smaller jobs, the vast majority of them are recently retired. So these are people who, who've been homeowners their whole lives or maybe are retired tradespeople. They want to, you know, sort of work 5 to 10 hours a week helping people out, and then they get to go play golf or go on vacation or whatever else it may be. And so it's just really, you know, sort of caring and do good group of people. And then, but when it comes to those bigger jobs, like you have a roof leak, we had someone, the other week who had a big pipe that burst, or maybe you want to redo a bathroom. Those aren't handy person jobs. And so what we've done is we've gone out into the community and we've partnered with really, skilled and high quality professionals. So licensed plumbers, electricians, roofers, and so on. And they're part of the larger Umbrella network. And so they support our members. They give them really fair prices. They give them free quotes in advance. So basically for our members, whenever you need something done, you know that you have one place to go and one service that's on your side. What we hear a lot from members is stuff comes up and then you go through the yellow pages. You're sort of combing through websites. It takes a lot of time. People don't get back to you. And so what we do is solve that problem when it comes to the bigger jobs.
Lindsay, back to the ramp for an example for a second, all right? What about the material for something like that, like the paint and the paint brushes and the rollers and the whatever? How is that handled? Is that something that the handy neighbor gets, or is that added to the cost, or how does that work?
Yeah, it's a great question. So what we say is any tools that you need, so hammers or, you know, wrenches or whatever it may be, the handy neighbor brings with him or her. These are people who, you know, turn their garages into like Home Depot. So they've got all sorts of tools, more tools known to man than you can imagine. And so for those things, that's something that the Umbrella neighbor will bring. If it's one-time use materials like paints or tarps that you're going to throw away, then the member supplies those. And they can have the neighbor go pick them up if they want, or they can supply them.
One of the questions, I actually talked to somebody about this prior to the show, and they asked me, well, would they be insured? Suppose somebody breaks something or they fall or whatever. Is that, you know, is there insurance involved here to protect that?
Yeah, it's a great question. So what we do, so we cover if anything goes wrong in the house, if something breaks, and it very rarely happens, then in those cases, we take care of that. So that's part of our liability insurance and happiness guarantee. And then for all the professionals who work through us, we vet them for workers' comp and for liability insurance as well. And sort of varies category by category, but we keep that stuff on file so then people can feel comfortable. The other thing that we always recommend to people, and this is generally Umbrella members or not, is that they always ask professionals for copies of license and insurance before they do a job, particularly a bigger job. And so sometimes I think people, particularly if, you know, a lot of times husbands used to do this sort of stuff and maybe they've passed away, they can't do it anymore. And so for a lot of our members, this is a newer process to go through. They haven't hired someone to do these sorts of things. And so what we try to do is really be their partner in that. So we make sure that we're finding them someone who's going to do a good job at a fair price with the proper credentialing. And then the other thing that we do is that we're really thoughtful about the jobs that the Umbrella neighbors do. So, you know, they're not getting up on roofs and doing huge jobs. They're doing the really modest stuff that you still need, that you need skill for, but not sort of the massive project. That's really what a professional should do.
Now, I read in there that also transportation could be involved with this, or is that not so? In other words, if you had to go, let's say you had to go to an airport.
Yeah, so we can help with that. We have, and I know that through Project Independence, that there's such a great program, which we try to tell all of our members about, for local taxi rides. I can't say enough about it, and it's so important because transportation is such a big deal. What we do is we have a partnership with Uber, and so if our members don't want to book a ride for themselves, they don't have a smartphone, or they're just not comfortable, then they can call us and we'll book a ride for them. And so that means they can go to the airport, they can go to the city, they can go locally, whatever they want to do. They can just call our office and we'll coordinate that for them, both on the pickup and the drop-off. And that's it's an important need. If people are already using the Uber app on their phone, that's great. If not, then we can help with that. And we always refer people to the Project Independence program if they're living in the area, because that's a terrific option as well.
How difficult is it for you, you know, your company or umbrella, to find handy neighbors, like people who are willing to work for a minimal amount of money compared to what they could get if they were going out and painting ramps or, you know, fixing electrical outlets or whatever on their own? Do you have a hard time finding people, or how do you do that?
No, and it's pretty amazing. I think the thing that we have learned, you know, for all of the bad news that sometimes you read about in the newspaper and other things that are happening, every day here we get to see how generous and how caring people across the community are. And so what we find is there is no limitation, if you make it easy enough and you give people an opportunity to do it, of people who really want to give back, who really love doing this work. I mean, it's really, they have skills, they want to use them. A lot of people see it as good exercise. They make some extra money to take their spouse out to dinner. And so what we found, but the problem, and so I think a lot of people, if you look at your neighborhood, people often say, oh, I have that neighbor who's so trustworthy and they do this sort of thing for me. Like, these people exist. The problem is they don't always know who needs help. And so part of the inspiration for Umbrella is my grandfather, who's now almost 103.
Lindsay, do me a favor, hold that thought, because we do have to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.